Imagine waking up tomorrow knowing exactly how to create the wealth you've always dreamed of. Not through luck or inheritance, but through scientific principles anyone can apply. This is precisely what Napoleon Hill offers in Your Right to Be Rich. After studying over 500 of the world's most successful individuals for more than 20 years, including titans like Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and Andrew Carnegie, Hill discovered that prosperity follows predictable patterns. True wealth isn't just about money, it's about abundance in all dimensions of life: personal fulfillment, spiritual peace, and financial security. The path to this comprehensive prosperity isn't mysterious or available only to the privileged few. It's a science that can be learned and applied by anyone willing to follow its principles. Everything begins with absolute clarity about what you want. Not vague wishes, but a crystal clear vision backed by unwavering determination. This requires a definite purpose, a concrete plan, and immediate action. The magic happens when you commit your purpose to writing, sign it, and repeat it daily as a personal affirmation. This approach leverages your subconscious mind, which accepts whatever you repeatedly tell it. When you hold a dominating idea through repetition and emotionalize it with burning desire, your subconscious works toward its realization. Applied faith is an active state of mind connecting with universal forces, a dynamic bridge between thought and achievement. Unlike passive belief, it's purposefully directed toward achieving a definite purpose. Together with definiteness of purpose, it forms what Hill calls part of the Big Three, creating a foundation for all personal achievement. This practice involves focused meditation twice daily, visualizing your goals and affirming your ability to achieve them. It means recognizing the infinite intelligence that gives order to the universe and understanding that our minds have no limitations except those we accept. Hill illustrates this principle through his son's hearing disability. Rather than accepting his condition as permanent, Hill taught him to view his lack of ears as a unique blessing that evoked compassion from others. This reframing transformed a limitation into an advantage, helping his son excel as a salesman by developing extraordinary empathy and communication skills. No great achievement is accomplished alone. The mastermind principle, the hub of Hill's entire philosophy, involves an alliance of minds working in perfect harmony toward a definite objective. It operates by allowing you to access others' knowledge as if it were your own, while creating a synergistic energy that enhances your capabilities. Even Thomas Edison and Andrew Carnegie succeeded through mastermind alliances rather than personal expertise. Carnegie admitted nothing about making or marketing steel. His genius was coordinating his 20-person mastermind group effectively. Hill's own early mastermind consisted of just three people: Andrew Carnegie, his stepmother, and himself. This alliance sustained him through years of criticism. His stepmother's unwavering belief in his future success gave him strength during financially difficult times. The most powerful mastermind alliances require perfect harmony, not just ordinary cooperation. Hill defines this as a relationship of complete trust and generosity. Whether personal or professional, these alliances must include members with dependability, loyalty, ability, positive attitude, willingness to go the extra mile, and applied faith. Going the extra mile, rendering more service than you're paid for, with a pleasant attitude, operates on Hill's law of increasing returns. Whatever you give returns multiplied. This principle works through several mechanisms. First, it naturally attracts favorable attention, with consistent overachievers receiving promotions without asking. Second, it develops imagination as you seek new ways to provide service. When facing an unsolvable problem, helping someone with an equal or greater challenge often unlocks solutions to your own. Third, it cultivates the habit of finding useful tasks without direction, overcoming procrastination, and transforming work into joy. Nature demonstrates this principle through abundance, producing not merely enough, but plenty, keeping the universal budget balanced through compensation. Hill observed that nobody rises above mediocrity without going the extra mile. There are no exceptions. His greatest reward from 20 years practicing this principle was peace of mind, a rare treasure many never find because they search in the wrong places. Every interaction involves selling your most valuable asset, yourself. A pleasing personality distinguishes leaders from ordinary workers and influence from anonymity. Hill identifies 25 personality traits to develop, beginning with a positive mental attitude. People naturally avoid negativity, while optimism creates magnetic attraction even in challenging situations. Flexibility ranks second, the ability to adapt to changing circumstances without breaking. Franklin D. Roosevelt exemplified this by being all things to all people, converting hostile politicians into admirers by matching their communication styles. Other vital traits include a pleasing tone of voice, which stems from inner pleasantness, tolerance toward all people, and humor that diffuses tension. Common courtesy, especially toward those of lower social or economic status, reveals true character. Hill emphasizes humility as the cornerstone of a pleasing personality. When criticizing others, he reminds himself, "God pity us all," maintaining empathy in all interactions. He acknowledges that any success he achieved came entirely through others' love and cooperation. He could never have spread his influence worldwide alone. The law of cosmic habit force maintains universal order through established patterns, from galaxies to seasons. While the universe operates on fixed patterns, humans uniquely can establish, change, and control their own habits. Through this principle, you create habits that become fixed parts of your character, leading to either success or failure. The previous principles were designed to establish habits that lead to financial security, health, and peace of mind. To apply cosmic habit force, start with physical health. Your thinking creates the foundation for health. A positive mind develops health consciousness rather than focusing on disease. Cosmic habit force will manifest whatever thought patterns you establish, positive or negative. Creating a thought habit requires consistent repetition in your thoughts, words, and actions. Make positivity habitual until it becomes your predominant mental attitude. Remember that words without action are meaningless. Develop fixations only on what you want, not what you fear. Most people go through life getting everything they don't want because that's where their focus remains. The principles in Your Right to Be Rich are proven formulas that have transformed countless lives. When applied together, they create a powerful system for achieving wealth in all forms. Start by defining your purpose with clarity. Form a mastermind alliance with supportive people. Apply faith through visualization and affirmation. Go the extra mile consistently. Develop a magnetic personality. Take initiative without waiting for perfect conditions. Maintain a positive mental attitude. Practice self-discipline over your thoughts and actions. Allow cosmic habit force to transform these practices into automatic habits. Remember that true wealth isn't measured solely by money. It's measured by peace of mind, loving relationships, vibrant health, and freedom to live life on your terms. This comprehensive prosperity is your birthright. The principles are waiting. The choice to apply them is yours. What will you do with this knowledge today?